independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
In Washington, we have our disagreements, but we all agree that we are here to serve this nation we love and the people who call it home.
That right there, Donald Trump addressing the players tonight. The Democrats and the Republicans are battling it out on the gridiron. The diamonds. I didn't even know. God, that'd be even better. I'd like to see him play football, but it's not the gridiron. It's actually the diamond. It's inside Nationals Park going on tonight, raising money for charity. Of course, after what took place yesterday, it's much more somber, much more unified evening. This is normally one of the bipartisan times of the year when they get together to raise money for charity. They're looking to raise somewhere between $500,000 and $600,000. I think they're going to actually make more than that tonight. But Phil and I are laughing at the baseball game as it goes on because, yeah, you don't realize how amazing professional athletes are. And I was, you know, for a time, I had opportunities. I played in the lower leagues. I bounced around and I played with some, you know, with and some, you know, against some hell of players. They're turning two, Phil. They're not turning two. But it's to watch, you know, professional athletes go 1,000 miles an hour. They're huge. It's to watch these guys play, and they're giving it the try, and they're in their uniforms, and they don't look horrible. But, man, the pitcher, Phil, you're right. Like, every pitch is he's breathing hard. He's breathing really hard. But Trump went on and addressed the crowd and all the players tonight.
By playing tonight, you are showing the world that we will not be intimidated by threats, acts of violence, or assaults on our democracy. The game will go on. I want to take a moment to send our thoughts, love, and prayers to Congressman Steve Scalise and his entire family. Steve is our friend, he's a patriot, and he's a true fighter.
And he's fighting right now. He underwent his third surgery today after being shot yesterday in the hip. You know, it's sad. It's sad that we've gotten to the point where discord leads to somebody grabbing a rifle and deciding that this group of people are the reason that he's a failure and that he is going to do the world a solid by killing these people. And luckily there were, you know, Capitol Police there, and they took him down, put him down. He died once he got to the hospital. They could not save him from his injuries. Luckily, nobody else has died. But Steve Scalise is battling for his life. The bullet ricocheted off his hip and into vital organs. And he's still fighting for his life. He went through his third surgery today. So it's still, you know, he's still not out of the woods there. But Trump, you know, he addressed the crowd tonight. And it wouldn't be an addressing of the crowd in a situation like this without doing this.
I leave you with three great American words that for generations have torn down barriers, built bridges of unity, and defied those who have sought to pull us apart. Ladies and gentlemen, let's play ball.
Play ball! And they are playing ball. I don't know what the score is, but it's interesting. It's fun to watch. It is. And it's good to see, you know, everybody together realize that we're all the same. Whether you want to believe it or not, we're all the same, kids. We are. You know, we're Americans. We may have a difference of opinion. It happens. I differentiate myself from certain people in their belief systems on the far right and the far left. And I say, hey, look at me. I'm here. I'm an independent. I think for myself. Everything is not a giant scandal, and everything is not worth shouting about. It's not. We can get along. It's not hard, but you got to be open to it. That's the thing. When I talk to people, I always say you've got to be open to listen to what somebody else has to say. And a lot of people aren't. You know, the left is very guilty of not wanting to hear the other side. You know, college campuses right now, you'd be hard pressed to find anybody with any kind of center-right opinion that's being allowed to speak on college campuses. And I think that's mostly out of fear. Fear that they're going to come and they're going to say some things that are going to make people feel uncomfortable. And there may be truth inside some of those things. That's going to make it even worse. So the best thing to do is to make sure you can't have that on campus and ignore it. But if you want diversity, you've got to listen to what other people have to say. You've got to be open to the ideas that maybe you're not 100% right. And I've always found out the more that you realize you don't know, the smarter you actually are. Well, how's that possible? Because you realize you don't know everything. And so if you're able to listen to what other people have to say, you're able to pick up more things. And sometimes you realize, oh, I was wrong there. I did not know that. Didn't have all of the facts. And a lot of other times you realize, hey, you know what? I was right. I was right. What I thought was real, the facts back it up. And when I talk to people, they actually backed it up along with that. But if you start to realize that you don't know everything and that your viewpoint's not the only viewpoint in the world, and can we just be honest amongst friends here? How boring would that be? How boring would it be if everybody thought the same way? That'd be horrible. I'd be like, this is the worst. No. We don't want that. We don't want any of that stuff. No. We want difference of opinions. I'm good with that. I'm absolutely good with that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. Then you've got this. You've got the James Comey. You've got all of that stuff that's going on here, and boy, is it going on again.
The president and I had had multiple conversations about my job, both before and after he took office. And he had repeatedly told me I was doing a great job, and he hoped I would stay.
He said that. Think you're doing a good job. Hoped you would stay. I've heard some good things about you, right? Heard some good things about you. But then it all changed, apparently, because you never know when he may just lie.
I was honestly concerned that he might lie about the nature of our meeting, and so I thought it really important to document.
Yeah. And now the Washington Post and other outlets are reporting, hey, he's under investigation. Now Kushner and his finances are coming under investigation. They're going after all that they think they can find in this Russia investigation. But the big thing of the obstruction of justice is going to be about, was it real? Was it a suggestion? Did you take it a certain way? Was it meant that way?
I took it as a direction. I mean, this is the President of the United States with me alone saying, I hope this. I took it as this is what he wants me to do. I didn't obey that, but that's the way I took it.
Well, that's the way you took it. Doesn't mean it was meant that way. That's the way you took it. You took it that way. It's up to you. He said. It's going to be tough to get some obstruction of justice from he said, and you're taking it away. What will they recommend? I don't know. Mueller and the investigation is going to continue to go on. They're going to look at pretty much everything they possibly can. They're going to chase every lead. They're going to go down every rabbit hole. They're going to do all of those things that they think they need to do. Now, is it going to be fair? It's a fair question to ask. You've got a lot of people that lean very left on his team. That doesn't seem unbiased to me, but you'd like to think professionals can look past things like this, but you don't know. And I think it's fair to ask the question, too, is are you going to investigate everything? Comey has leaked stuff. Sorry. That right there is something that we should talk about. On top of that, he admitted under oath that the attorney general before had said, treat this as a matter. And he followed that. Not to a T, but he did take some of that. So that shows that maybe he can be biased in situations. I don't care about what happened. I mean, you should look into that on your own and do those kind of things. That stuff should be looked at because that plays nothing into this as far as obstruction of justice. But it shows that it is the possibility, and there is the possibility that maybe you could have some bias and stuff if you're going to look at things like that and you're going to listen to people like that. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, as always, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Birthdays, anniversaries, you name it, we forget it. Come on, guys. Is it about us? No, we forget. But what happens when you forget? It's the couch for you, buddy. The doghouse. Pro Flowers came up with this ingenious idea. It's called the Pro Gifter Service, right? It's the easiest, most fail-proof way for you never to forget anything, even though you know you're going to forget it. But that's okay, because they're going to save you. Let me tell you what Pro Flowers does, right? The Pro Gifter Service, right? This is a new service. You're not going to forget. You're going to look amazing all year. You can send 3 bouquet deliveries, same or different, to 3 addresses, same or different, up to a year in advance.
Ooh.
All for less than $100. 3 bouquets with vase for $99. Bam. You're going to look amazing all year. Pro Flowers buys direct from the best growers. You get a 7-day freshness guarantee. Pro Flowers, all of their flowers pass a 7-point quality check before being shipped, so they're going to look amazing. We know we forget things, so while you're thinking about it now, go to proflowers.com, look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Get it all done. Pick your flowers, set the delivery dates. You are done. Done, done, done. That's proflowers.com. Go to the Pro Gifter banner, set it up, and you'll look like a winner all year. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBensonShow.com. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. This here be the Chad Benson Show.
Got to get something off your mind? Text the show 24/7. We've got a special number just for you. 323-538-CHAD. That's 323-538-2423. And keep it clean.
So this sick individual does something despicable, and it was horrible what he did, hateful. But for them to all of a sudden be sanctimonious, as if they don't never seen such a thing before. And I don't even want to go into the President of the United States, but in terms of some of the language that he has used. So again, let's go there another day. But since you asked, how could they possibly say such a thing?
Since you asked, let me give you a long diatribe of why the Republicans are just as guilty. Since you asked, I have seen several, articles. I've seen several people in the political sphere come out and say, a lot of this is Trump's fault. You know, what happened yesterday was because of Trump. A lot of this is Trump's fault. And I'm just like, you knew it was coming, right? You knew it was going to be there. You knew it was going to happen. A lot of it was Trump's fault. Excuse me, since I asked, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Nancy. Please continue.
You know, let us all take a step back, examine our own conscience, see what negative attitudes we can all curtail. But the sanctimony of it all, really, really? What do you think? Don't you think it's strange? Don't you think it's strange that instead of praying, be prayerful about all of this, that they would start saying, let's have this conversation another day, okay?
I'd like to extend this sanctimony myself another day. I just wanted to give you a long diatribe about why, since you asked, right? So, rather than just say, you know what, we're not talking about that. Today we're talking about baseball, we're talking about good times, we're talking about Scalise. But since you asked, let me give you my 2 cents. Since you asked. By the way, breaking news. Apparently, Mike Pence is lawyered up. Now, he is not under, I think of all the people that are around Trump, he is the one who is completely free of it. Him and Tillerson, right? Him and Tillerson are completely kind of just, they ain't want no part of any of what's going on. They've done nothing. They know nothing. And Mike Pence is lawyered up, apparently, in responding to the inquiries about from the special investigation about, the Russia probe. Not that he's done anything, but people have talked to him, and they're going to ask him questions. And he wants to know, okay, what do I tell these people? What can I tell them to do? Like, leave me alone. I'm pleading the fifth. Or, so it's going to be interesting to see what happens and what kind of witness he is. Because remember, a lot of this stuff, when it all started to go a bit south for the administration, the cabinet, everything, is when Mike Flynn got popped. And his big reason for being fired originally was he lied to the vice president. Vice president asked him something, and he lied to the vice president. So that's why they cut him loose. Now, they found out subsequently more later on down the road, but originally that was kind of where it started. So they're going to want to ask him questions. What did you know? What didn't you know? And the WAPO's now reporting that Mueller, the lead of the special investigation, is now looking into Jared Kushner's business dealings. And they're going to take a look at, you know, that. What didn't you have? What didn't you know? You knew people in Russia. You've done stuff there. This is going to be a long process. That's my frustration is end of the year and we're still at this. How frustrated are people going to be? And how tired are they going to be of it? But if you look at scandals or crimes and things of this nature, look how long it takes. Remember, Watergate didn't happen on a Monday, and by Thursday, he was resigning. It took months upon months that rolled into year plus before it all came crashing down. So, what takes place and what people get out of this, but, you know, it'll make news now. Every time somebody lawyers up, everybody, you should always have a lawyer in a situation. He's went out. He's got outside counsel. But people make more of it. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We're watching some of the baseball game they're showing tonight. The congressional baseball game went forward, even though Steve Scalise was shot yesterday, as were two Capitol police officers injured in that and two other injured minor injuries that had nothing to do with the shooting as far as being shot. But they went through with it tonight, and it's entertaining to say the least. They're trying to raise money for a bunch of underprivileged youth in D.C., and I think they're going to raise more than the $600,000, and it's entertaining to watch because they're not really athletic. So it's kind of funny. Got some Cosby updates straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
There's no question that this jury has been very deliberate in the questions that they're asking and making sure that they get clarification on things that maybe they're unsure of. And I think that was the first sign early on that they were having, you know, some issues with all coming in agreement on these charges or this charge and those three counts. So it's not surprising, I think, for all of us who've been out here that this is the end result, at least right now, that this jury is deadlocked. But again, the judge ordering them back to deliberate to try and see if maybe they can figure something out.
So they've been deliberating. They still have nothing yet as far as the guilt or innocence of Bill Cosby on sexual assault and rape charges. I think there are three different sexual offense charges. The makeup of the jury looks like this. You have got 6 white men, 4 white women, 1 black male, 1 black woman. So you've got a jury there that is, you know, I mean, as far as diverse with color, no. With genders, yes. They say it's a terrific jury. That's what Montgomery County District Attorney Kevin Steele, he told reporters, you know what, it's a terrific jury. Other people saying, no, there's not enough minorities on it. How about just honest people that can see the truth? I don't care what color you are. This is because if you're saying there's not enough minorities on it, what you're saying is he's innocent based on the color of his skin if we get enough people on here that look like him. And that shouldn't be that way, right? That's silly. It should be about what? Guilt and innocence based on the facts. And it shouldn't be the other way either because you had white people on there who don't like the color of his skin. He's got to be guilty because he's a black guy. No, wrong. Should be about the facts in the case. And it's just the case. And that's the thing here that's interesting. Remember, while there is, what, 59 other women who have complaints about him, this goes back to the 60s. Five decades. Five decades. This goes back a long time. 50 plus years. So while there are other women who have complaints, some of them have settled civilly, there may be other charges filed elsewhere. Regardless of what takes place in this case, in saying that, this is all that they're dealing with is a singular case here. Nothing else is being brought in. You can't say he's got to be guilty based on the other 59 women that have accused him of rape and, you know, all kinds of horrible things. Nope, it is based on the information that is right there. That's it. Now, what do they do? Is it going to be a hung jury? Is it not going to be a hung jury? Will they retry the case? There's a lot of questions that need to be answered.
It's unrealistic to think that all 12 of the jurors went into this jury duty process with the same preconceived notion. They probably are struggling with that, trying to figure out how to overcome it by analyzing the evidence.
And that's all you can do. You know, I always thought that the whole thing with like O.J. Simpson is they overcharged when they probably should have went for a second-degree murder, and they may have got it. But going for a first-degree murder, going for premeditation, there probably wasn't enough evidence to get that. Sometimes you got to look at it. Now, there's three charges. They may come back with guilty on two, hung on one. They may come back hung on all three. And that's then based on the jury's findings. So let's say that comes back 10 to 2 with guilt or 11 to 1 with guilt. Well, then the prosecutor, the DA's got to go. We got to go after this guy again. If it comes back, you know, 6 to 6, you're like, it comes back 8 to 4. You may not want to try it again. It may not be worth the expense. If it comes back, you know, one person says guilty and 11 people say nope, then you say, you know what? We're not going to retry this. So it really depends on a lot of different things of what's going to happen. I don't think he'll take a plea. I think he's 79 years old. I think he thinks he's innocent in his mind. And he's going to fight for his life. But God, this is a big deal in a lot of ways. And race plays a part in this, but not in the way that people think. His family's come out and said it was a racial thing. It's not. Let me tell you something. You and me, and a lot of you growing up out there who've listened to the show, you grew up with the Cosbys. You grew up with Mr. Huxtable, right? Dr. Huxtable and his wife. You grew up. They came into your homes for a long time. And white people, more so than black people, associated themselves and understood, hey, that's a cool life. That's a great life. Black people probably, especially in the inner city, they struggled. They didn't have a life like that. They didn't have a doctor dad and a lawyer mom and all the money in the world that they could ever want, living a high-powered life with two wonderful kids, they ended up four wonderful kids, and how amazing this was. And while they went through the ups and downs, you know, of suburban life where they had some troubles, it really was more geared towards white America than black America. So that's why when they scream racism, you're wrong. It's not. This is right and wrong. White people loved Bill Cosby. White people loved Bill Cosby, just like a lot of white people loved OJ. It's, you know, you coming out and screaming, oh, it's racist. And let me tell you something, African Americans weren't, well, they weren't really into, Bill. Because the Cosby thing, that didn't fit their lifestyle in a lot of ways, and especially in the inner cities, how absolutely, absolutely hard he was on African Americans. having kids out of wedlock, buying your kids shoes instead of books, things like that he used to say that used to piss African Americans off. And they looked at him as like, you're an Uncle Tom. So, yeah, there's a race component here, but it's not the way people make it up to be. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. I found this to be interesting. And I'm sure if you're like me, you drive around a lot, you see panhandlers, people asking for stuff, right? They're asking for goodies. They're asking for money. They're asking some of your hard-earned dollar bills, Joe. I won't. I see the same lady several places. In fact, Anthony and I used to, at our old office, we used to walk across the street to go get something to drink every day. And there was a lady always out there, and she was holding up a sign that says, you know, I need help burying my baby. And I would just, you know, I would say stuff because I'd seen that sign is so old. She's had that thing forever. She's now moved somewhere else. But people feel sorry. And oh, my goodness, they feel horrible. And so people give money because they see that. Well, this is a different kind of story about a dealership in Michigan. And what they did to offer a guy 10 bucks an hour, full time job. And he said,
it's a big scam because, you know, people like me, people like you, everybody else, we're all out, you know, we're working.
Yeah, we're all out working. So they offer this guy 10 bucks an hour, full-time position. And he said, no, I don't want that. I make more money than any of you. I don't want your job. So they have a big sign out there that says, please donate to a worthy cause and not this guy. Yeah. He says, I make more money than any of you. I don't want your job. Wow. And he probably does. The lady up the street, every place, every time we go to, we always call it the Dirty Bird. We go to Red Robin. We here 3 nights a week, 4 nights a week, standing out there. And she got a cell phone. She's, you know, she's got everything that she, you know, she's got tons of cash always with her. But she's out there holding up a sign. And if you think about it, I saw a great CNN or in the New York Times did this thing where a guy wanted to know how much he could make. And he talked to a couple of these professional panhandlers. And he went out in Times Square and he panhandled. And he said he made like 300 bucks in a couple hours. Some of these guys make huge money. Huge, huge, huge money. And I'm glad that they've decided to put this sign up to try to get people to stay away from them.
I don't like them standing there. And nobody else does either. And I think it's great that the Honda dealership put some effort into trying to get rid of them.
Yeah, get rid of them. People just give me something for free, right? Give me something for free. I know you worked hard. Give me something for free. What are you going to give me? Because I'm pretending to be broke. I'm pretending. Oh, and the family ones, some of them I see, they're just like, they bring their kids out there, right? Like, I'll see the hippies on the side of the road with their dog and they're busking and they're taking off and they're trying to go cross country. That's something totally different. These people that roll out and they stand in certain places every single day looking for somebody else's hard-earned money, get your own damn job. Well, this is my job. Well, you know what? I'm telling you, man, we got to get a sign. We got to go stand out there that says, listen to the Chad Benson Show and don't give a damn dime to this guy. That right there is good. That's what I'm talking about. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chad@ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. We're watching a bit of the congressional baseball game. It's rock and roll. Looks like a good crowd there tonight. They're expecting 10 to 15,000. I think it might be a little bit more than that, and I think they're going to raise more. They think they're going to raise $600,000. I think they're going to raise more than that. Republicans and Democrats battling out, playing real baseball rules. Did you see, Producer Phil, did you see the foul ball and the catcher going for it?
No, yeah. I missed that one.
Yeah, he took about 4 steps, and then his body got going one direction, and he face-planted. But it's interesting to watch, and it's good that they're out there doing their thing and doing it for charity, hoping to raise a bunch of money. And in this partisan world where we all live in, apparently, anymore, to see them out there having a good time and raising a bunch of money is good, especially after the shootings yesterday. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
serving up talk radio medium rare and dripping with irony. It's Chad Benson.
Drugs, like marijuana, become legal across the country in many states over the next several years and is becoming legal in California and several other states over this past election cycle decided to make marijuana legal. But people still have issues trying to figure out exactly, wait, what can I do? Can I drive with it? Every state's a little bit different. But the hard thing for cops to do is to figure out, how are you stoned? Are you under the influence? I can smell something, but it's tough for me to tell exactly what's going on with you.
Officers to recognize the seven categories of drugs, whether it be depressants, stimulants, cannabis is a category, also narcotic analgesics. So we train them to determine impairment on based on a category, not a specific drug.
So on a category, are you under the influence of something? A lot of states have different rules on how you can transport it. Some states, you can have it in like a beer if you smoked a little bit of it, but you don't seem high, then give you a ticket. You know, it's like having a open container. Other states, it's got to be packed away in certain places. All the rules are different across the country, but trying to figure out, the one thing's the same. They're all going to try to figure out, how do we decide if you're under the influence? Because there's no breath test for it. There's no breath test for that. It's not like alcohol. And is it going to be like alcohol, where your Fourth and Fifth Amendment is essentially kind of stomped on and the officers and the law will override it? Well, you're actually guilty, not presumed innocent, according to them. So you're presumed guilty, not presumed innocent, because they're going to make this, judgment kind of call. And there's some interesting articles out there and some interesting cases over the years where the Fourth and the Fifth Amendment were overruled by police officers and their judgment calls. And then you're going to have states where they're going to have a drug recognition expert.
Well, our officers are trained to recognize impairment, and that's the key. Whether they're impaired with cannabis or another substance, we want to take unsafe drivers off the road. So if an officer recognizes somebody's impaired, they'll make that arrest and hopefully get a drug recognition expert called to the scene to be able to classify what drug or drugs that person may be under.
That's going to be a big boom, right? I'm a drug recognition expert, so you got to bring me out. You're going to wear the windbreaker, right? And what are you going to do? Like, how – don't they already have all the kits now for, like, the heroin and for meth and all that stuff? But it's going to be a tough call. And people, this is something else, and I talked about this a bit earlier – today on my other show, is that you have to look at, with all these rules changing, people are saying, well, is it legal for me to smoke? And what about work? That's up to your employer, right? Because a lot of employers, it's an at will. And they're still going to look at it as it's a Schedule I drug, like LSD, like heroin and methadone. So it's still a Schedule I drug. So you're going to have to be careful in what you're doing in that situation. But this is going to be touch and go, and there's going to be a lot of learning curves for the police and for people, which is going to cause a lot of headaches for people. Here's the best thing you can do. If you go and you buy your weed, put your weed somewhere in the glove compartment. Don't smoke it while it's there. I think you'll be okay. I'm just throwing it out there. But I think you'll be all right. 844-DIG-CHAD. You can always text the program, 323-538-2423. Speaking of texting, some dangerous things, or some things parents should be aware of when it comes to text slang. All right? FAM refers to someone who's a close friend. But here's some other stuff that you need to worry about. KMS or KYS, kill myself, kill yourself. Dabbing. Not only is it a dance craze, it also refers to a concentrated dose of cannabis. All right? Netflix and chill. If you don't know what that is, people, Netflix and chill is you getting together to have a little bit of fun in the adult area, if you will. 99 is code for parents are gone. WTTP. Parents, if you see this, something you should be aware of. Want to trade pictures. WTTP, 9 and CD9 are parents or nearby. MOS means mom's over shoulder. Some of these things that you should take a look at. If you see your kids do WTTP, thinking, oh, you want to trade pictures with somebody. I hope it's just your face. Little things. Kids got the codes. Know what they are. Knowing is knowledge. And now you know. Solid fun show today, as always. Donut Friday tomorrow. We'll be donating it up in a crazy fun way. You can always text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Email the show, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can tweet at us at Chad Benson Show. Always, we're accepting those. Grab our podcast on iTunes and at chadbensonshow.com. Have yourself a wonderful rest of your Thursday night. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.